On the 12th of April, on the eve of the IMF and World Bank spring meetings, hotel workers under the banner of Unite Here Local 25 marched on the Marriott to warn all hotels in D.C. that when a contract expires in September, they better be ready to talk about better pay and benefits, or there's going to be a long, hard campaign and possibly a strike. The union isn't screwing around. When the contract ran out in 2004, the unions threatened to strike every union hotel in D.C. on January 15, 2005, 5 days before Bush's second inauguration. This time, the union marched on the hotels on the eve of the Spring World Bank meetings. The contract doesn't expire until September, but in October is the fall meetings of the IMF and World Bank. The busiest times for the hotel industry in D.C. are inaugurations and IMF and World Bank meetings. Those are times hotel bosses really don't want to strike.
And a crowd of thousands marches up to the Marriott Hotel, Wardman Park Marriott.
We represent half the hotel workers in this city. That company has 1,300 non-union workers in this city. We need them and they need us. We're telling this industry that those workers need the right to organize. This is the capital of the United States of America. In the history of mankind, there ought to be democracy in the capital of the United States of America. We want written in the contract, no more phony votes like you heard from the brother. We want the employer to stay out of it. If the workers want the union, by God, they ought to have a union.
Unite Here's campaign is twofold. One is to get contracts at the union hotels when the current contract expires, and the other is to bring the benefits of union representation to workers in the non-union hotels who are currently being paid as little as $7 or $8 an hour.
Reality of the situation is that when workers try to form unions, the boss fights back, and it's a cruel lesson. I want to bring up one brave worker, Margarito Velasquez, who is trying to form a union at the State Plaza Hotel, and after 3.5 years, he's still fighting. Give it up for Margarito Velasquez!
The first voice you hear is a translator. A commotion near the microphone drowned out the beginning of the speech.
My name is Margarito Velasquez. And I work at the State Plaza Hotel.
He venido aquí para decirle que nosotros, los compañeros y yo, tenemos 3 años de estar luchando.
I come here to tell you that me and my co-workers have been fighting for 3 years
para tener una unión.
To get the union in our hotel.
Esto es muy duro y difícil. Empezar a formar unión. Porque uno recibe humillaciones de sus jefes, recibe cuantas cosas.
It's difficult to form union in your work because of all the ways that management treats us.
Hace 3 años nos fuimos a votación, ganamos las elecciones y nosotros creímos que eso iba a ser todo, pero no.
3 years ago, we went to elections and we won our union election. We thought that was going to be the end of it, but we were wrong.
Hasta este tiempo, tenemos 3 años de estar luchando y no hemos podido conseguir nuestro contrato.
We've been fighting for 3 years since then, and we still do not have our union contract.
The State Plaza Hotel in Foggy Bottom is owned by Richard Bernstein of RB Properties Incorporated. This company is a real piece of work which has been found by the NLRB to have threatened to close the hotel if employees voted for the union, threatened to terminate union supporters or discipline them, interrogating employees one-on-one under coercion about support for the union, trying to ban pro-union literature in a hotel, and firing somebody for trying to organize a union. Don't stay at the State Plaza Hotel. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to be defenseless and asleep in a hotel like the State Plaza where people are treated with such utter contempt. It's bad enough that people in the union-represented hotels have to fight so hard to get a contract. It's bad enough that they had to threaten to strike during the inauguration last time around just to get decent pay. The situation in non-union hotels like the State Plaza is even worse, and that's why Unite Here had no choice but to march on the eve of the IMF and World Bank meetings to remind the hotel bosses of their real power.